Harding, he was no longer the handsome young man of the spectacular campaign. But in this rare film, we can still catch a glimpse of his style of preaching and his way with an audience, as he presents his reasons for the Christian support of all this film.
Present to all you good friends today, Mr. Billy Sunday, the man who has spoken to more people than any other man who has ever lived. We invite you to join with this great crowd here in Winona in this great day we're having. Mr. Sunday.
Looks like we'll talk to you a little while this afternoon on the issue of America. Oh, this is the most popular theme of rest in America today. What do you think of all the definitions of amendments and the Constitution is present on the mark, the old growers and the old distilleries, the old saloon keepers, and the old bartenders, and the wicked politicians and newspapers, the fires and rivers, the friends of glories around the neck of the American people again by the wrong topic. The arguments against prohibition are as weak as soup they are the shadow of the kick of the stars there. When you compare prohibition at its worst with the saloon at its best, prohibition's a million times better. And the ills you apply to by refusing to get these amendments are a thousand times worse than the ones you apply from by leaving your proper affidavit. Oh, I know that this anti-prohibition volcano in the United States, aroused and directed by the enemy of the prohibition and American religion, is responding for the political ravage and corruption that occurs as broad and deep and wide and speaking with frightful destruction over our lives. And sitting there, the least or awful shop store, factory farm, school or college that is not started by a damnable blight. Why, lighting up with a smoke about the fumes of hell on the political arena. All the mysterious fury of those that dare is this damnable blight. I don't see hope by it, but how your eyes never will. Oh, it's the cause of many free countries of lost liberty. America may do first. It's the dust my proud folks will beat off that I was the last to desert it, but that I never deserted. There's no useful ground in this flat. It's war to the knife and knife to be killed. I absolutely refuse to vote for any man, for mayor, for governor, for representative, for senator, or for president, who is hot for two and will not vote for the support of the amendment with all other amendments, no matter what form of power.
No matter what political party you may belong to, and will not vote for the 14th Amendment or any other amendment to the Constitution.
Don't touch me the other day. Well, small things interferes with my personal liberty. Fortunately, every law in the statute book interferes with the liberty of the cook and wants to break. It don't interfere with my liberty because I take it. The shepherd cares to keep the wolf away from throwing the sheep away from keep the time. And then the wolf complains against the shepherd for interfering with his personal liberty. Don't touch me the other day. It's impossible for you to question. Over worldwide. If it's worldwide, what causes it in the other nations? What causes the depression in Germany? What causes me? Where there are 3 million men on the go ever since the war. And America's the only thriving nation in the world. It's because the world is an inheritance from the war. But why? What causes it to be so close to the bootleggers and smoke runners and the moonshiners? Well, we had bootleggers and moonshiners when we were under the British flag. For 155 years, the stars and stripes have reigned over America. We have bootleggers who have them now, like a fellow local doctor who says, "Dear doctor, I want to walk on my face and wait a pound and a half. After taking 4 bottles of your medicine, my face is gone, but the world is very well." And Saluda, you have to work on the most serious fight.